In Italy, all eyes were on one airline passenger today. Amanda Knox boarded a plane this morning in Rome to start her long-awaited trip home to Seattle. Knox spent 4 years in an Italian jail. She was accused and convicted of murdering her British roommate and fellow student Meredith Kircher. Then, last night, an appeals court overturned her conviction, and Knox was immediately released. Now, as Megan Williams reports, Italians are divided on whether their legal system has produced a fair outcome.
The verdict yesterday was unequivocal. The judge who read it ordered the immediate release of Amanda Knox and her former boyfriend, Raffaele Sollecito. The jury fully acquitted the pair of murder, nullifying their previous convictions. During the trial, independent experts testified that the small amount of DNA evidence linking the former couple to the crime was not reliable. While inside the courthouse there was jubilation, outside there were signs that not everyone was satisfied with the acquittal. Onlookers crowded in the piazza outside the Perugia court, chanting "Vergogna," shame, after hearing the verdict. In Italy, public opinion has been divided, not just over the verdict, but also over the role an American pro-Knox propaganda campaign had in the appeal outcome. Some, like prosecution lawyer Giuliano Mignini, say that campaign extended beyond Knox's family and supporters to include U.S. media outlets.
Poi è un processo, purtroppo.
Mignini says there was unacceptable media pressure surrounding this trial that unfortunately led to a verdict that was almost a foregone conclusion. This university student in Rome agrees.
Well, I think I was very amazed of it, and I'm just wondering if it is true, if they are really innocent, or maybe it's just because of American pressure and people's opinion of in America.
But this student says it's the infamously slow and complicated Italian justice system that's at fault.
Semplicemente che la sentenza rappresenta come al solito l'inefficienza.
The verdict simply represents the usual inefficient Italian legal system. Whether they're guilty or innocent, the verdict is still wrong, because the legal system let too much time go by, keeping two potentially innocent people in prison for 4 years.
The legal system actually worked as it's supposed to, says Carlo Della Vedova, one of Amanda Knox's defense lawyers. He says justice was finally reached with the second trial.
In this case, there's no winner. The justice has superseded, and they have rectified a mistake according to our system. And this is what has happened today. The Court of Appeal has rectified a mistake of the first judges.
Italian legal expert Maurizio Bellacosa agrees that the outcome of the appeal is proof of the ample opportunities given to defendants by the Italian system, despite its slow pace.
The Italian system is full of guarantees for the defendants that can ask for a new examination of all the evidences in a second instance trial. That's what happened in particular with a new expert opinion on the technical issues of the case, like the analysis of the DNA traces and so on. So this is the best demonstration about how full of guarantees is the Italian system for the defendant.
Prosecutors in the Knox case have already said they'll file an appeal with Italy's Supreme Court. That could take another year at least. And even if the court were to order yet another trial, an extradition request for Amanda Knox is not likely to be successful. For The World, I'm Megan Williams in Rome.